Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, welcome back as we continue a lesson we started yesterday.
That's right, we're on day two of our article called The Gibbon Experience, Laos.
All right, Laos is a country in Southeast Asia, and it's full of jungle. There's a lot of interesting wildlife to see, but some of that wildlife is endangered.
That's right, just like these gibbons. We found out a little bit about their habitat in our article yesterday. There was a lot of things going on there that made them endangered.
Exactly, but one man is trying to help protect them and is allowing tourists to have a bit of an exciting experience. We'll learn more about that today, so let's jump into our article.
The Gibbon Experience, Laos. The Gibbon Experience, famous for its incredible tree houses and zip lines, draws tourists from around the world. Guests are taken to a jungle hut located on the ground for safety instructions and to practice with the zipline equipment. They're then ready to fly high above the canopy and gaze at the rainforest below before arriving at one of the multi-level treehouses.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看形容词 incredible， 意思是好到难以置信的或是惊人的。例如 ，Their friendship survived incredible distance， proving how strong real connections can be。他们的友谊跨越了不可思议的距离，证明真挚的情谊有多强大。它的副词是 incredibly， 意思是难以置信的，非常。譬如 ，This tiny cafe is incredibly popular, even though it's hidden down a narrow alley. 这家小咖啡馆非常受欢迎，尽管是藏在狭窄的小巷里。如果我们将 incredible 字首的 I am 去掉呢，就会变成 credible， 它的意思是可信的或是可靠的。例如 ，It's hard to find credible information online without checking multiple sources.如果不查证多个来源，很难在网路上找到可信的资讯。
So, what is it like if you go and travel to the Gibbon Experience? Let's find out.
All right, we find out here some of the fun things that you can do there. We read together, the Gibbon Experience, famous for its incredible tree houses and zip lines, draws tourists from around the world. Now, draws here is really interesting, Garrett, because it's a different use of this word, draw.
Yeah, so they're not saying that there's an artist there that will draw your picture.
No, they're saying that this draws people or attracts people from all over the world.
All right, for example, a festival might draw thousands of visitors from all around the world.
Exactly. So the Gibbon Experience brings people in to experience this. Guests are taken to a jungle hut located on the ground for safety instructions and to practice with the zipline equipment.
Okay, they're taken to a hut. That word describes a small, simple building, maybe a house, and it's often made from very simple materials like wood or maybe even grass.
Yeah, definitely. You often hear about huts being in jungles or maybe on a beach. You might take a tropical vacation and sleep in a beach hut.
All right, so you're taken to this hut so you can learn more about safety and practice with the zip line equipment. Then, if you are a tourist, you're ready to fly high above the canopy and gaze at the rainforest below before arriving at one of the multi-level treehouses.
We see a great word here that we need to talk about, friends. It's the word canopy. We use this word in this context specifically when we're talking about a jungle or a rainforest. This is the top layer of branches and leaves in a forest.
Exactly. For example, monkeys like to swing through a canopy. That word is also often used to describe the top of something like an umbrella. And we have the same idea here, that top level of the forest that covers over everything.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we see something else here that we need to talk about, friends. It's this word multi-level. Now, multi-level means to have many different levels or floors.
For example, she lives in a multi-level townhouse.
Okay, so here we see that this zip line is above the canopy. So you are literally above the highest point of the trees as you're on this zip line. And then as you end on that zip line journey, you are landing in one of these tree houses.
It sounds pretty cool. I got to do a zip line experience in Costa Rica once. But one of the best parts is not just traveling fast down that zip line, but it's the great views you get while you're on it.
Are you going so fast that you can't really enjoy the view, or is it more like you can see far away as you're ziplining down?
Well, in this case, I was below the canopy,
okay,
so you couldn't see super far, but it also wasn't too fast because it wasn't just one long zip line, it was lots of separate parts. So you'd have to switch your ropes constantly.
Oh, very interesting. Zip lining might be something I'd like to try sometime. Well, friends, we have more to learn, so let's get on right now with our next reading.
The Gibbon Experience, Laos. These wonders of engineering are built at canopy level, 30 to 40 meters above the ground. They often include several platforms with open-air bedrooms, a bathroom, and a kitchen. Hot meals are prepared by local cooks and delivered by zip line since fires aren't allowed. Basic but comfortable, the treehouses provide the perfect view of nature in all its glory. Though gibbon sightings aren't guaranteed, those who are patient will often see them or hear them singing to one another as they swing through the forest.
Let's look at guarantee. This word means 保证或是担保. For example, healthy habits don't guarantee happiness, but they surely create space for it to grow. 健康的习惯无法保证幸福，但确实能为幸福的成长创造空间。Guarantee 当名词的时候呢，是指保固或是保证。譬如 ，The store's guarantee covers repairs for one full year after purchase. 这家店的保固期涵盖自购买之日起一整年的维修服务。常见的片语。Money back guarantee 是指退款保证。例如 ，The skincare brand offers a money back guarantee if customers aren't satisfied after 30 days。这个保养品牌保证30天内不满意可以退款。
So you've taken your exciting zip line ride and you're now in the treehouse.What is next?
Let's find out. We read here, these wonders of engineering are built at canopy level, 30 to 40 meters above the ground. We see this word engineering, friends, and this is referring to the design and building of machines or structures.
For example, civil engineering built the tall bridge. So people who work in civil engineering did that work.
So here when we see wonders of engineering, we're saying that these ziplines and tree houses are very impressive. They're very high above the ground. We learn more about them in this next sentence.
All right. They often include several platforms with open-air bedrooms, a bathroom, and a kitchen.
Okay, let's talk about some of those things, friends. First, we see that word platforms. A platform is a raised surface. Often this is for viewing or standing.
Right. For example, wooden platforms might connect the different sections of the zip line.
I've been to ecological parks before that had a lot of water on the ground where water birds and animals would be in. So there were platforms every so often so that your feet wouldn't get too wet.
All right, yes, that is what platforms are good for. And those platforms have open air bedrooms. Open air means that there's not really a roof above your head. It's open to the outside air.
You might eat dinner in an open-air restaurant in the summertime. That's something I really like to do, especially while I'm on vacation.
That does sound nice, but sleeping in an open-air bedroom, I don't know about that. I would be afraid of some of those gibbons swinging in the middle of the night.
I would be more afraid of mosquitoes in an open-air bedroom.
Good point. Maybe you can get a mosquito net. Well, we also see hot meals are prepared by local cooks and delivered by zipline since fires aren't allowed.
Oh, very interesting. Fires aren't allowed. Maybe this is a safety rule to protect the rainforest.
Right, so they aren't gonna cook those things right by the treehouse. They cook them somewhere else and swing them in.
That makes sense. We read on here, basic but comfortable, the tree houses provide the perfect view of nature in all its glory.
Though gibbon sightings aren't guaranteed, those who are patient will often see them or hear them singing to one another as they swing through the forest.
You know, Garrett, now that I think about it, I feel like in the past, when I've been at the zoo, I've heard gibbons before. They are pretty loud creatures.
Is it loud in an annoying way?
I would probably say that it's loud in an annoying way, but I can imagine if I was in a treehouse in a rainforest, I might enjoy it.
Sure. Well, it is interesting. They say it's not guaranteed you will see them. It almost feels like you're going out on one of those whale watching tours it's kind of you're hoping that you'll be lucky to see anything.
Yeah, that's definitely what it feels like. All right, friends, we have more to learn about the gibbon experience in just a moment. But right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Something in all its glory. Last weekend, I opened my fridge and found a leftover slice of cheesecake I'd forgotten about. I stared at it in all its glory, shiny, perfect, and glowing like a dessert-based miracle. I may or may not have shed a tear. Let's look at the phrase, in all its glory. We use it when something appears fully, impressively, or magnificently, often after anticipation or surprise. Here are some examples. The sunrise appeared in all its glory. The stadium lit up in all its glory. It's dramatic, a little poetic, and great for moments that deserve a spotlight. Now let's explore a few similar structures and phrases. In all honesty means to introduce a sincere, sometimes uncomfortable truth. In all honesty, I don't think that hairstyle is working. In all seriousness. We say this when you shift from joking to genuine. In all seriousness, you should get that checked. In all likelihood means something is very probable. In all likelihood, it will rain today. We can also look at a related idea, in full view. This means clearly visible. The mountain stood in full view. All of these phrases help spotlight something, emotion, truth, probability, or beauty in all its linguistic glory.
Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The Gibbon Experience, Laos. The revenue from the tours goes to salaries, operations and maintenance, local aid projects, general expenses, and reinvestment in the project. Remarkable as the Gibbon Experience is, it's more than just an adventure. It's a way to help protect the Nam Khan National Park and its incredible wildlife.
Reinvestment 这个名词意思是再投资，譬如 The company's reinvestment in renewable energy created jobs and inspired other small businesses. 该公司对再生能源的再投资创造了就业机会，并激励了其他中小型企业。动词呢是 invest， 意思是投入或投资。例如Teachers who invest deeply in their students are more likely to see them succeed. 用心栽培学生的老师更容易见证他们的成功。如果在 invest 的字尾加上 or, 就会变成名词 investor, 也就是投资人或是投资者。譬如 The movie wouldn't exist without a bold investor who trusted the director's unusual vision.若不是那位勇敢的投资者相信导演的独特愿景，就不会有这部电影的产生。今天的 Language Lab 就到这边，我们下次见咯。
Remember that the Gibbon Experience was started to raise funds to protect this part of the rainforest. So, how are they using that money?
Well, we're talking right now about revenue. The revenue from the tours goes to salaries, operations and maintenance, local aid projects, general expenses, and reinvestment in the project. To understand what this sentence means, friends, let's talk about that word revenue first.
All right, the word revenue just means the money that a business or a project earns.
For example, ticket sales bring in revenue. That's not the only word we're looking at here, friends. We also see this phrase to go to something. If something goes to something else, it means that it is given or directed towards that second thing.
Yeah, we're usually talking about different resources with this. Here's a sentence. All the money they made from the event goes to charity.
All right, so we see here that this money goes to salaries, operations, and maintenance. Now, maintenance, friends, is the work that's needed to do to keep something running or keep something in good condition.
For example, the park needs regular maintenance. Maintenance will be very important for those zip lines.So everyone stays safe.
Definitely. Now, this revenue isn't just going to salaries, operations, and maintenance. We see here that it's also going to things that sound like they might be outside of the park as well. Local aid projects. And then we see here general expenses, but also reinvestment in this project.
Right. General expenses and reinvestment. Well, we continue on. Remarkable as the Gibbon Experience is,It's more than just an adventure.
All right, let's pause there for a minute and talk about the first word in this sentence. It's that word, remarkable. If something is remarkable, friends, it is unusual and impressive. It means that this is something worth noticing.
Let's use it in a sentence. You could say, her recovery was truly remarkable after the big car accident.
We see in this sentence that the Gibbon Experience is remarkable, but it is more than just an adventure.
Right. You're not just going for a fun experience. It's a way to help protect the Nam Khan National Park and its incredible wildlife. You're doing something good by going there.
Yeah. What do you think about this idea of ecotourism, Garrett? Do you think that this is a good idea in general?
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know that I've participated in it very much myself. But of course, in the US, we have national parks as well. Mm. You pay a fee to get in, and they use that money to protect the wildlife.
It reminds me of some of the elephant sanctuaries that exist in Thailand as well, because many people do go to Thailand to visit the elephants, but some of those organizations are maybe better than others, where some of them are giving back to maybe projects that are helping the animals, and some of them are just for tourism.
Right. And so doing some research and looking into those things can be helpful so you know what's really going on.
For sure. All right, friends, we have a little more to say about the Gibbon experience in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要介绍形容词或副词加 as 主词加动词逗号点点点的句型。例如这句 ,remarkable as the Gibbon experience is, 逗号点点点的意思是虽然点点点但是如何如何。这是一种倒装结构，主要用来引导让步副词子句，意思跟 although 或 though 相同。表示尽管某件事情是真的，仍然点点点。来看用形容词作为句首的例句。Tired as he was, he continued working late into the night. 或是 Although he was tired, he continued working late into the night. 他虽然很累，但仍然工作到深夜。再看一个用副词作为开头的例句。Hard as she tried, she couldn't solve the problem. 虽然她很努力，但仍无法解决这个问题。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of our article, and you know what that means. It's time for a talk about it question. Here it is. Would you like to try the Gibbon experience? Why or why not?
You know, I think it sounds great. I love going on a zip line. Going in a giant treehouse sounds fun. I just still really don't know about these open air bedrooms.
That's the exact same thing I was thinking, Garrett, because going to a rainforest sounds fun. I would even try the zip line, even if it was a little scary and up very high. But I don't know if I could put up with the bugs and the mosquitoes that exist in the forest.
Right. It certainly would be an adventure. It's not an easy, safe time in a regular hotel. But like we said, you're doing something good. You're trying to help protect the rainforest and specifically these interesting gibbons.
I would probably be pretty disappointed, though, if I went on this adventure and didn't see any gibbons.
Absolutely. But it sounds like even if you don't see them, you'll probably hear them.
That's true. All right, friends, what about you? Is the Gibbon experience something that you would like to try? You should talk about that in English. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye! A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.